talking now with Lisa Fatu, who is the Program Manager for Youth Crisis Services for SAY's Coffee House in Santa Rosa. Here we are. It's December, holiday time, cold weather time. How does that change what happens in the coffee house?
It seems like everybody goes into emergency mode. We have young people and their families. It's a stressful time of year, so they'll come in more frequently into our shelter. And then everybody wants to give this time of year. So we get large donations that time of year. And my goal is to push the donations out to the young people that need it. So our street outreach team, we try to go out at least three times a week to give to the homeless community that's out there right now.
Because of food, warm clothing.
Everything under the sun. We'll take out a hot meal, hopefully, if we can. We'll take out a casserole of some sorts or chili. And then we have sleeping bags, backpacks, tents, emergency blankets, socks, thousands and thousands of socks. Our dream walk this year was another great success, and we got close to, I think, 5,000 pairs of socks, brand new pairs of socks.
Wow. And you're specifically targeting kids who are not yet 18 with this?
The homeless population that we serve is ages 14 through 24.
So that's different than the population that comes into the shelter.
Yes. At the Coffeehouse Teen Shelter, you can be between the ages of 12 through 17.
Cold weather. It's been severely cold the last couple of weeks. What does that do, both in terms of response and in terms of need?
It scares us. It scares us. And we have a warm home to go to. And there's a lot of people that are out in the street that don't. So what we'll do is we'll go to an encampment. I just loaded up the van last week. We had emergency blankets, socks, sleeping bags that go down to 3 degrees. And we just went to Johnson's Beach where they're camping. And it was ice, literally ice at 4:30.
Wow.
And young people, older people, they were sleeping there. And we just supported them in their need. We told them to bundle up and be safe, you know, try to get to the emergency shelter there in town. If they didn't feel comfortable there, then we gave them the services out there.
So they recognize you and see you coming now. You're a familiar face out there.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
An overwhelming sense of responsibility at times, because I don't want to leave knowing somebody didn't get what they needed. It's very overwhelming. It feels good. And then when you drive away in your warm vehicle, you get nervous that you missed something. So you want to go out more. You know, we heard in the news that people are dying because of this cold freeze. And our town isn't used to that. So I just want to make sure everybody's safe.
People hearing this want to help out. What's the best way for them to respond?
Contact us at the Coffeehouse Teen Shelter, but if not, we have a current wish list on our SAY website. If you were going to go to the snow, maybe to Tahoe, what do you usually bring? You bring long johns, you bring mittens, you bring a real beanie that covers your ears. Think about just going outside for 20 minutes and how freezing cold that is. And some of these people don't have anything. So tarps, sleeping bags. We get the criticism sometimes about, well, you're supporting them sleeping on the street. Right now, that's all we can do is support them where they're at. We're working on other resources.
And I assume cash is always welcome.
Of course, cash is always welcome. And we have no problem showing where it's going. We've actually just got a donation, and I went out to Big Five. They know who I am now when I walk through the door, and they say, what do you need this time? And I said, backpacks. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll get you the backpacks.
Well, Lisa, thanks very much for coming in and talking with us today, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for having me.